Hello, I just want to share this wonderful video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you would access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order, as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that, it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order, we'll get it to you.
Anything bigger than you calling, more than your personal affliction, it becomes national affliction. Hunger everywhere, cost of living everywhere. Don't put it in your head and say, it's my trouble for Britain. God says, say it, mountains of Israel, problems of England, not rich problem, not Yehoshua's problem. And God said, you can ambush yourself and burn yourself to death until you say something, nothing will happen. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Somebody say big hallelujah. Your mouth can correct what is wrong. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Your mouth can rectify what is wrong. Your eyes can see evil and your mouth can speak righteousness. Your body can say, I'm sick, while your mouth can say, I'm well. Your eye can say, I'm blind, I'm dumb. While your mouth says, by his stripes, I'm healed. And I hear you say, big hallelujah. Don't live by sight, live by faith. For the just shall live by faith.
Are you still what God says you are?
Yes.
How many of you can boldly say, I'm what God says I am? Colin, are you one of them? Can't you say it?
Yes.
Take your microphone and say it. How many of you know you are what God says you are? Amen. I am what God says I am. I'm what God says I am. I'm what God says I am. I'm a winner, I'm not a loser. I'm what God says I am. I'm what God says I am. How many can say?
I'm what God says I am.
I know I'm a winner, I'm not a loser. I'm what God says I am. Say it now.
I'm what God says I am.
That's my prayer for everybody in England. That's my prayer for everybody in the world. That no matter how the world changes and things change, you and I should believe we are what God says we are. We are the head, we are not the tail. We are the healers and not the sick. We are the losers and not the bound. We are what God says we are. Good morning. I say good morning. Please be seated. Thank you very much. Ezekiel chapter 36. And for those of you at the control room, you want to know the title of my message this morning. It shall be called, and it should be called, Words of Efficacy Should Become Your Daily Language. The words of efficacy to become your daily language. Prayers are said by many of us when there's need for it. Faith is gotten by some of us when things are tragic and about to happen to us and we don't know where to turn to, then we try to see if Faith is at home. Then we knock at his door. Faith, how are you? Many times when you need him at that time, he's not at home. Wellness is occasioned and occasional in many lives. Act of joy and happiness is not the daily routine in our lives because it has not become part of our daily living. And I'm here this morning by the grace of God to share this with you, that we can make happiness outside happening, and we can make joy our daily way of living, whether we are poor or rich, well or sick, and something happen, you can say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I want to take us through the scripture this morning. As I studied the word of God this last week, about this time last Sunday, we were turning away 23,000 people with over 50 federal policemen trying to help us control the crowd they were in depot. Everybody want to hear what I wanted to say last Sunday. And this message is what I preached, part of what I preached. Learning how to talk like God. Saying things the way God says it. Looking at things the way God look at it. So that it will not be once a while when you are in trouble before you say, oh God! Jesus didn't do that. The prophets didn't do that. The apostles didn't do that. Christ became the language of their mouth. Faith was their daily talk. Action. Language of life. The Bible said the tongue is a small member of the body, but out of the tongue comes words of life. And as I study the scripture, I find that many times you find people, those of us who are Christian, we buy books like Power in the Tongue, How to Use Your Tongue, The Power of the Tongue, written in America, written here in England. But how to make it become our own language? I want to ask you, what is the language of the Englishman? I beg your pardon. Stand up and be bold. What's the English language? What is the language of an Englishman?
English.
What's the language of a German?
German.
What's the language of a Dutch?
Dutch.
Pardon?
Dutch.
What's the language of the Jews? Hebrew. Is that correct? Hebrew. Hebrew is the language of the Jews. The language of the Arabs? Arabic. Isn't it? What's the language of an American? Hi. English American. American English. American. I mean English. English. Say English.
English.
It doesn't matter what angle they handle it, how they handle it. English is English. Yes. Now, what's your own language as a Christian? Faith language. That is the biggest trouble. I've been trying to see how I can come into the lives of the black Americans. 200 years ago, they lost their language and tribe. So you see a black American and say, hi. What's the meaning of hi? Hi. It means nothing. Hi. And many Christians don't know they have language. We want to try today to see how we can rediscover our language. For example, God said to Moses, when they ask you who sent me, God said, say. That's training. At home in Nigeria, when we give birth to a baby, say that I know you are not used to this. We are back to it again. Of course, you know that happened when I'm here. When we give birth to a child at home, you teach the baby how to say papa, mama. Do you do that in English? Yeah. Now, if your child is sent to nursery school, You don't start that child from university educational system. You teach the child A, B, C. We have what we call slate. Little blackboard, small, for children. You write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The first figure every child learns is 10. And all figure on earth from here to eternity ends at 10. After 9, you get 0. I hope all of you know that one. No matter how smart you are, 9 is the last figure. After 9 is 0. You have to begin to add tens to it to make it 1 million, 2 trillion. But 9 is the last language of figures. Now, if you want to teach a child A, B, C, D, you teach him A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, O, S, T, Y, Z. It's long. Some of you read that last. You don't even know where P appears and where Z is in English. But you don't teach a child in university algebra and teach a child in university geometry. You don't teach an elementary child medical mathematics. No. You teach a little child A, B, C, D. Many times you ask a child to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He say 1, 9, 10, 12. Sometimes they say 1, 2, 3, 7, 10. They tell you that. You are happy that they are learning to say something, isn't it? But nobody has sat us down to teach us A, faith. B, belief. C, commitment. We have not learned that. So we come to a life of adult Christianity without knowledge of what to do when trial comes. So, for 7 days last week, I taught people how to talk. How to talk when you have no money in your pocket. How to talk when you are not well. Because sickness doesn't have mouth. It's you and I, when we are sick, that say, I'm sick. But sickness doesn't say, I'm here. Sickness, keep quiet. You advertise him. How many of you know what I'm talking? When there's no food in your stomach, does the belly say, I'm hungry? Belly gives you sign, but your mouth says it. Am I in the wrong school this morning? If there's no food here, have you ever heard from here, I'm hungry? Has your belly ever said that? What says it for you? Your mouth. But the sign given by the belly makes mouth say it. Isn't it? When your body is not well, does sickness say, I'm here? My name is sickness, I'm in your body? Who says I'm not well? You. It's you. It's you who says, I'm down. When you say, bah, 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 you say, I'm coughing. Cough doesn't say, I'm here inside you. You say it for cough. You say it for hunger. You say it for depression. You say it for sorrow. Those languages we learn to say when things are contrary and adversely in our lives, we can use the same tongue to learn the A, B, C, D of faith and say, yes, I am not well, but he's the Lord that healeth me. That is still in the Bible. I'm hungry and I'm poor, but my God will still supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I know from my experience, devil has never come to my house and stood 6 foot exactly, 190 pounds, and said, my name is devil. I stand for him anytime he's in my house. I know you're not going to believe that. Have you ever seen a man knock at your door and say, my name is devil, I'm in your house, Peter? No. It's you who imagine how he looks like and describe him and tell people, the devil is attacking me. And in heaven, one day, the devil is going to tell God, I never saw that man. Many, many people have told lies against the devil. When they failed, devil made me do it. When they steal, devil made me do it. And devil said, I wasn't even home when you stole. You stole and used my name for it so that the world will say you are good. Why can't we use the same language we use to portray the devil to portray Christ? So that Jesus in us can look good as he is to the world. That's what I want us to do this morning. In Genesis chapter 1, we start from there. Read me verse 2. Genesis 1, 2. Can somebody read that loud? Verse 2 again. And the earth was without form and void. And what? All right, read me verse 3. And God did what? And God did what? Is that in your Bible? God did what? Said. Said what? And what happened to light? God said what? And what happened to light? Was there light? All right, let's look at the scripture. Go to chapter 1, verse 3. And God said, let there be what? Light. And there was what? Light. Now, in arithmetic, in English language, if you do examination, let there be and there was, you fail. There can be let there be request and past tense was, but in faith, that's correct. God applied for what was there, and what was there appeared before he applied for it. And it came to pass. Somebody say amen. All right. Verse 3. God said, let there be light. There was light. Verse 6. God said, are you following me? Let there be what? Firmament in the midst of the waters. And let it divide the water from the waters. Verse 9. And God said. Verse 11. And God said. Verse 14. And God said. Follow me. Be quick with your Bible. Jehovah's Witnesses are very fast. Verse 20. And God said. Verse 24. And God said. Verse 26, and God said. Verse 29, and God said. Every time God wants to let something happen, what does God say? He says something. When darkness took over the whole world, God didn't stand 2 million feet tall, 1.5 million feet wide, and 1 million feet deep, and nodded his head. Immediately God saw darkness. God said what? Let there be light. Do your hand like that. Let there be light. Point your finger.
Let there be light.
And there was what?
Light.
Counteracting the expectation of the enemy. Fighting the situation you didn't want to happen to you. Telling darkness, go back. Jesus was in the ship. 4. And there arose a great tempest. And Jesus stood up and rebuked the storm and the wind and said, that's what the Bible says. And he said, peace. Say that to everybody. Be still. What happened to the troublesome water? The Bible said there was what? Great calm. Great calm. Jesus landed. Jesus learned how to talk like his father. Moses came before the bank of the river, the Red Sea. 2 million or 3 million Pharaoh's army behind, Red Sea in the front. Moses raised his head up. And what did God say? Why criest thou to me? Why are you telling me something instead of telling the situation? Say to the Red Sea, stretch your rod, part the Red Sea. Moses stretched his rod, the Red Sea parted. We are given power to do something about something that is not moving the way we want it to be. And it's called the language of faith. We are given the right. On Friday, day before yesterday, and yesterday morning, I was teaching in the church. Two times I preached yesterday before I flew last night. I said, how many of you know that cost of living is rising very high in Nigeria, not in England? Cost of living is very high now. You know that? I'm talking in Africa, not here. Everything is free in England, isn't it? You get free house. Do you pay for it? Do you buy your house here in England? You pay for it? John Major doesn't give you house free? I'm surprised. I'm going to ask him. What of Queen Elizabeth? He doesn't give you Buckingham Palace free? Look for bread in the store. Do you buy it or you pick it? No. When you go to a store, do you pay for bread? You don't pick it and put it in your bag? What will happen if you pick it and you didn't pay? Pardon? What would they say you have done? In England? They are not as kind. I thought if you took three loaves, they add two more to it. They don't give it to you free. What a closed store. You pick. Did you buy this suit or you picked it from the store? You paid, unfortunately.
Oh, Lord.
You bought it. I thought they only sell for all who come from Africa. I thought once you are white, you just enter store, you white it. You pay for it. Is it as cheap now as it was 20 years ago? More expensive now than 20 years ago. All right. So it's getting dearer, isn't it? It's getting more costly now than before. Cost of living is more now. Cost of car is more now. Cost of everything is more now. Get ready for the worst. I told him at home yesterday, you either believe and live or doubt and die. Because things will not be cheaper. But see how God handled things. In the month of Christmas at home, I don't know about England, everything skyrocketed. December. The last few weeks. But you know what God does when it comes to that very expensive month? Every store you go, joy to the world, the Lord is born. Is that, do they sing that in England? Choir, have you ever tried it before? Joy to the world. Sing like choir. Let every heart prepare him room.
And heaven and nature sing.
He rules the world
with truth and praise.
Last year you sang it last. The Lord is born. Do you sing it like that? God says, no matter how costly, joy to the world. Let earth receive
the King.
Let every heart.
Let every heart.
Everybody.
And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven.
How God calms our nerves when prices get very calm. Every store, including those who don't go to church, you go to a restaurant, joy to the world, pay what you are charged. Nobody has time to look at the price when God says, joy to the world, the King is born. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nothing will be cheaper on earth until Jesus comes. The reason is very simple. We are approaching the second coming of the Most High. Jesus is the highest. So whenever price goes up, Jesus says, come along. High, come, I'm the most high. You can't catch me up. But what do you do when things are more than your earning? When your bill is higher than your income? When your money is going down, your bill is piling up? You learn how to sing a song. God is in charge. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, every situation, every condition, God is teaching his people. Learn how to handle it. When your body is reacting contrarily to your expectation of health, learn to stand and say, you foul spirit of sickness. Say that, everybody. You foul spirit. Say it loud.
You foul spirit of sickness.
I command you. In the name of Jesus. Lose your grip and hold. Take your hands from God's property. For by his stripes, I'm healed. Stand up and say, you foul spirit of sickness, I adjure you in the name of Jesus. Lose your grip and hold from God's property. By his stripes, I'm healed. Did you say it well? That's how you get well. Not when you ask for two pillows to add to three. You don't get well when you add more pillows to pillow. Pillow plus pillow equals to double sickness. Faith to challenge equals to recovery. When you learn to talk like God talks. The storm before Jesus. The disciple woke him up. Alas! Master, why are you sleeping when we are dying? Jesus did not rise and say, alas, God, we are dead. Are you listening to me? Please remain standing. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Alas to you is not alas God to Christ. He doesn't join you. Alas, alas. When you say, alas, Master, carest thou not or we perish. Jesus says, Tom, I was sleeping and you were busy. Now that I'm standing, you go down. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nothing panics him like we do. Nothing makes him react the way we act when things go against us. When you are driving and somebody swerve from his right to your side, whoa! Jesus doesn't say, whoa! Jesus said, are you hearing what I'm saying? Anytime this man is driving me, I thought he was the worst driver in England until this man drove me today and I said, I told Dr. Medru on the phone, I said, I don't know where we are, but all the side of the road is flowing like sea. Have you ever been in a car when you are very close to the edge of the road and the whole leaves look like a river? That's what I saw today when this man was taking me from London. The whole side, all the leaves became river flowing. Ooh, ooh. I said, we are getting there in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. I thought my drivers drove fast at home. But this man was flying low. So every time I saw a car in the front, I said, watch it. He said, oh, we're okay. I said, Lama Hakosura. Yeah. Oh, yes. And we got here. Sometimes you carry people when you are driving fast, they have more brakes than you who is driving. Have you ever picked anybody like that? They hold brake, go. It's just like watching football man. Hey, go, go, go! No! You are not playing, but you are scoring more goals than those who are playing. Have you ever seen that before? I've gone to a football field. Somebody next to me scored more goals than the players. But listen to this. How do you and I respond to challenges of life that are real? What do we say? I'm going to give you two surprising testimonies before I let you sit down. It helps when you are sitting down. You are too used to a comfortable chair. It helps when you know what to say. Sit down. Ezekiel chapter 36. Well, I've been able to establish to you Now, when things are not going the way they ought to go, God does not keep quiet. How many can say amen? Amen. God says something. God says something. Listen to Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 1. Also, thou son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel. The word here is mountains of what? Israel. And say, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. I emphasized this in Benin yesterday, Dr. Reed. When mountains are more than your personal mountain. Nigeria, we have political mountains, military mountains, cost of living mountains, educational system mountains, medical field mountains. In our own ministry, Bible school mountain, hospital mountain, Word of Faith group of school mountain, churches mountain, building mountains, all kinds of television mountains. But look at what God says here. When they become too much more than your personal one, assign it to the nation and assign it to God. Look at your Bible, verse 1. Also, say that with me, everybody. Thou son of man. Say it loud. Say unto the mountains of Israel. Is that in your Bible? Is that in your Bible? Is that in your Bible? Say yes. That's where you are reading it from. Anything bigger than you calling, more than your personal affliction, if it becomes national affliction, hunger everywhere, cost of living everywhere, don't put it in your head and say, it's my trouble for Britain. God says, say it, mountains of Israel, problems of England, not Reed's problem, not Idahosa's problem. God is teaching you. You also say, you problem of Israel, divide it to the nation. Say unto ye mountains of Israel, thus hear the word. Every mountain that is bigger than me, don't hear me, because when I say, you will not listen, but hear the word of the Lord. Business, hear the word of the Lord. Marriage, hear the word of the Lord. Home, hear the word of the Lord. School fees, hear the word of the Lord. Cost of living, hear the word of whom?
God.
Anything that doubts, you can't doubt God. So God says, Ezekiel, say to mountain, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, because the enemy has said against you, aha, even the ancient high places are ours in our possession. Therefore prophesy and say, thus said the Lord God, because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side. Problems swallow you every side. The enemy says, ha ha, this is bigger than him or her, he can't come out of it. God said, when you see a situation that is too high for you, and your friends and enemy are now saying, ha ha, he won the first one, he won the second one, this one he cannot win. Say, don't wrestle with that condition. Don't fight it. Don't fight back. Say. Tell me, say. Point your hand to me, say. Point your hand to me, say. To me, say. Point your hand to me and tell me, say. Thus says the Lord God, because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that ye might be a possession unto the residue of the heathen, and ye are taken up in the lips of talkers, and are an infamy of the people. Therefore, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus said the Lord God to the mountains and to the hills, to the rivers, to the valleys, to the desolate wastes, and to the cities that are forsaken, which became a prayer and derision to the residue of the heathen, that are round about. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen, and against all Edomians, which have appointed my land into their possession, with the joy of all their hearts, and despiteful minds to cast it out of a prayer. Prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel, and say unto the mountain, and to the hills, to the rivers, and to the valleys, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because ye have borne the shame of the heathen. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I have lifted up my hand. Surely the heathen that are about you, they shall hear, bear their shame. Somebody say big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Switch the responsibility to God. Turn the battle from your heart to God's side. Switch it. Turn it. Turn it from what you are bearing to what God has borne. Take it from your head as the heat of your concern. See it with your eyes, but direct it to God. Raise your right hand and say amen for me. It's not finished. And a Christian church is an edifice of honor to the glory of God. How do you talk when something hurts you? Do you nod your head and sit down in anguish and cross your leg in distasteful state and begin to shake it? Oh Lord God, oh I'm finished. You don't finish. When you have faith, faith finish what finish you. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? When you have faith, turn to Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 16. Turn it for me. Turn it for me. Chapter 30, verse 16 and 17. We are not taught how to be cowards. We are the head and not the tail. We are winners and not losers. Somebody say big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 16 and 17. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured. Is that in your Bible? I say, is that in your Bible?
Yes.
Is that in your Bible?
Yes.
Anything trying to destroy you and devour you and swallow you up. Christianity has exceeded. Amen, amen, amen. You get home 3 days, you are still trying to get hot rub to rub your body from jumping in the church with no result. Christianity has exceeded crying when you have need, eyes red, and that need still not met. I want you to talk the way this man talk. If Jesus is alive, miracle is still alive. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? If Christ is still your God, Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Somebody say big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Testimony number one is one I gave about my house, about that church. Today is the standing testimony. Your mouth can correct what is wrong. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Your mouth can rectify what is wrong. Your eyes can see evil and your mouth can speak righteousness. Your body can say, I'm sick, while your mouth can say, I'm well. Your eye can say, I'm blind, I'm dumb, while your mouth say, by his stripes, I'm healed. Can I hear you say, big hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Your pocket can say, I'm empty, while your mouth say, money is coming by the grace of God. Don't live by sight, live by faith. For the just shall live by faith. 4 years ago, when I discovered that, one day Dr. Reed and others came to Lagos, and his wife came to Lagos. I put them in Durban Hotel, where I have tried all hotels in Lagos. All hotels in Lagos. I've stayed in Sheraton, stayed in Hilton, stayed everywhere. Stayed in Jaguar Hotel, Smelling Hotel. Rat Equal Room Hotel in Lagos. until one day the husbands came to Nigeria as our guest speaker. And I was at Sheraton Hotel lobby for 3.5 hours to get a room. I couldn't get. I told God, I said, this is a challenge. I wish I knew I would have built a house in Lagos for years now. I said, I'm going to believe that you are going to give me a land in Lagos here. I'm told that all lands are bought, but you have a land because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Can I hear you say big amen?
Amen.
The day you will believe that everything on earth belongs to your heavenly Father, you're asking for some of them. We have given all the car company to Ford. We have given all the aircraft company to BOAC. So, as far as we are concerned, it's over. Nothing is over when Christ is above it.
Amen.
I say nothing is over in your life when Christ is over it.
Amen.
Did I hear you say amen?
Amen?
The reason you are thinking everything is over is because you don't know Christ is above what is above you. Anything higher than you is still below the feet of Christ. We were not born again to be burnt. We are born again to be born again. That we may live in peace and joy and happiness. That we may testify the King of Glory is alive. And because he lives, we can live also. And I hear you say one more amen.
Amen.
You don't open your mouth anyhow. If Jesus was here and you told him he cannot do a house like you, he would say, all right, that's the end. That's how I'm learning to talk. I'm learning to talk like that. I'm learning to say, what I bind on earth is bound in heaven. What I lose on earth is lose in heaven. Christianity is not for seasonal use. It's for daily use. I make the word of God your daily language. We are told by the Bible, what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we lose on earth is lose in heaven. Even though I'm giving you the testimony of few of the things I've challenged by the authority of God, I can tell you countless thousands that I met. I've seen members in the church take me to their side and say, we have been trying to build this house for 10 years. He never moved. I said, okay, it shall move. You house, move in Jesus' name. How do you move a building that refuses to move? Cash. How do you start a car that have no battery? Buy a battery. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Why don't you talk the way Jesus talked? What did Jesus do with the 5 loaves and 2 fishes? He took it. Say that, everybody. He blessed it. He broke it. He gave it. Why not you behave like that? Take what is above you. Lift it to God. Bless it and release it. And see what God will do with your release. Make words of your mouth efficacious. Let your language turn to, I'm loose, I'm not bound. I'm the head, I'm not the tail. I'm blessed, I'm not cursed. I'm light, I'm not darkness. That's why you gather this morning, to learn how to talk and say the right words. We cannot be like unbelievers. We go to stores. I watch Christians. You follow them to shopping. They pick a shirt. How much is this shirt? £3. My God. When I was here last week, it was £1. It has gone up with £2. I come back. You go to the next shirt. That one says £5. Before you come back, the man who was following you behind, who is not a Christian, I picked it. That is not how we are going to train ourselves to live. You pick a shirt in the store. You say, how much? £3. He said, I can do all things through Christ. That's not me. Can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
You don't dump it for unbelievers to take it and then you come back, it's gone. You go to restaurants. How much is a plate of food? £7 per plate of food. You go to McDonald's. Swollen beef rotting from the factory. How much a heap? £1. And you come up. Cheap food, expensive treatment. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Learn how to act like child of God. Learn how to. Learn how to believe God. Look at verse 8. We stop at verse 7. Is that in your Bible? God says in verse 7, surely the heathen that are about you, they shall bear their shame from now. Not you. Verse 8. But ye, all mountains of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people Israel. For they are at hand to come. Everything that was negative in your life, God said they will now start to bear fruit and spring forth. The branches will bear fruit. And the fruit will have seed. And the seed can be used for multiplying. If I were you, I would say big amen to that. Amen. Don't only look for mountain, look for the valley and look for the rivers and look for how God will change it for you. Look at the next verse 9. Verse 9 says, for behold, I'm for you. And for you. God says, and for you. Tell your neighbor, God is for you. Say it loud. Don't be afraid. Tell someone next to you, God is for you. It's not only fever that is for us. It's not only sickness that is for us. It's not only hunger that is for us. God says, I'm for you. Come on. I'm for you. When you are tired, I'm for you. When you are down, I'm for you. When you are weak, I'm for you. When you are not well, I'm for you. When you are barren, I'm for you. When the enemy turns against you, I'm for you. That's the word of God to you this morning. And if God be for us, no one can be against us. Say loud, amen. I'm for you. And I will turn unto you. Years ago, this man and I took covenant as brothers. Covenant, stand up a little. Covenant between Penel and Benin. Covenant between Benin and Penel. No matter what we hear, no matter what we see, covenant say, I'm for you, you are for me. What is covenant? A contract agreement between two that have no witness. Stand to your feet. Let me finish this message while you are standing. Contract agreement between two people. And you don't need a witness. That's what is called covenant. God says, I will bless you. You don't need a witness. And the Bible says, when he could swear by nothing else, he swore by himself. Because God doesn't require a witness. When he's giving you covenant, he doesn't say, Dr. Peter, stand. Dr. Carolyn, stand. Dr. Medrin, stand. Dr. Ruth, stand. Pastor Colin, stand. I want to use you as witness. God doesn't require a witness. When he gives you a covenant, he's signed by his own blood. In blessing, I will bless thee. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. You don't say, supposing the covenant fails, the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away. God and his word shall remain forever. He says, I'm for you. I will turn to you. When we were in London 2 weeks and a half ago, they brought me poster and handbill for another denomination in England that I'm to preach for them 9 o'clock this morning. I wasn't afraid of this man. I respect my covenant. I said, how will I tell him I'm coming back 2 weeks' time and I'm going to preach in London on my way to Mexico tomorrow? I first of all thought. I didn't think of fear, Dr. Reed. I thought of covenant. I thought of my agreement with you. I thought of you were in Benin. And Dr. Yahweh come and say, Dr. Reed is preaching at the Yaro for who? Felix Omobode. I thought of how my intestines would twist. And say, what have I done to him? Why didn't he tell me? What has caused? How did he arrive here? And I'm not aware. It was not you I was fearing. I was afraid of the covenant. I'm going to break what I promise you. I said I wouldn't tell him. But on the way to the airport, I said, I may pass through England next 2 weeks. These are my words to him. And I may be preaching for another denomination. He tried to ask me. I brought another story. I stopped it. I got home. I called him. I said, I'm still coming. He said, you coming here? I said, I don't know. But I have the poster and handbill with me. Today, 13th of November, I'm supposed to pray for healing in London. 8 days ago, I called. I said, covenant is an agreement between two people. You don't break it, you agree to do something else. Not break. You can't break covenant. You can only agree to do something outside it, which is still part of the covenant. We agree. So I said, Dr. Reed, you'll be following me to London on the 13th to go and speak. He said, where? I said, a church in London. He said, what a panel? I said, I'll let you know. I'm still not afraid, but I'm watching the covenant. I'll call you back. So I called the man who introduced me to them before they printed the handbills. I said, can you tell them it's not convenient for me to preach today morning? I will go to panel in the morning and I come back in the evening to preach for them. He said, what do we do about the handbill? I said, I wasn't told before you printed it. I know you printed it by faith, but at least faith should have consulted me. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying this morning? When you love somebody, you don't say, I don't care what he says. You care. God cares. God cares. God cares on who we move with. God cares on who we relate with. God cares how we keep. I know they would have done everything today to at least let me know. There's another place in England where they love me more than Panel or like Panel. But covenant is my fear. How do I break it? Psalm 89 verse 34. My covenant will I not break. Learn to keep your word. So when we arrived this morning, Peter was with me. I phoned. I said, I will still be there in the evening. He said, unless you come at 12. And this is 12. He said, the poster is wasted. The handbill is wasted. I said, next time. It's always next time for next time, when next time is not time. I'm glad you didn't hear that. When you don't time next time, there's always next time. Medru, you understand that one? Never you time next time, so that there can be more next time for next time timing. Sunday, I should be in Benin talking to countless thousands now. I could have been talking to countless thousands of people in Benin, but if I couldn't preach in Benin, I want to preach in my own church here, when I can tell you, learn how to talk. This is not evangelistic message. This is godly message. Learn to say to your business, you are not down, you are up. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Learn how to say to your waist, you are not broken, you are straight. Learn how to say to your head, you are not aching, you are straight. Learn how to say to your eye, you are not blind, you can see. Learn how to tell your pocket, you are not empty, you will soon be full. Even when the negative is the truth, make it a lie for truth to defeat it. How many of you heard what I'm saying? Look at the scripture. I'm for you. I can say that I'm for you. And God said, I will turn to you. Tell your neighbor, God will turn to you. And ye shall be tilled and sown. And I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it. And the cities shall be inhabited, and the waste shall be builded. Verse 11. And I will multiply upon you man and beast. They shall increase and bring fruit. And I will settle you after your old estate. And I will do, Yahweh put this down, I will do better unto you at your beginnings, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Things are going to get better. Tell your neighbor, things will get better.
Amen.
According to the word of God, things will get better. Make it your language. I'm the head, I'm not the tail, I'm what God says I am. I'm blessed, I'm not cursed.
I'm
I'm rejoicing, I'm not in sorrow.
I'm what God says I am.
I'm what
God says I am. I'm what God says I am.
I know I'm winning.
I'm
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come, let us
standing physically today, and this man comes and says, Jesus, I'm not well. He will not say, carry him shoulder high to the hospital. He will say, I say unto thee, be made whole. This Jesus of this book, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi 3:6, I'm the Lord God, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, he hasn't changed. Things change, conditions change, weather change. There's only one place where everything is stable, everything is normal, everything is right, nothing is wrong there. It's God, the throne of God. If this man were naked today, Jesus will speak with clothes. If he was bound, Jesus would say, be loose. And we are told, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The same Jesus that would have said to him physically, blind see, lame walk, is now through us, giving us grace to say to one another, God is for you. God is for you. God is for you. It doesn't matter how rough things are. God is for you. It doesn't matter how down you are on the seat and from the seat to the floor. He is the lifter of our heads and the healer of all our diseases and the one that satisfies our mouth with good things. We may be weak, but the songwriter said, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes. We are in weakness. This is the only book that tells us when we expect sun and rain fall, Jesus loves me. When we want joy and sorrow creeping, he still loves me. He keeps his word. He's not dead. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Whatever you think is wrong, God will write it. Why? God loves you. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes.
Every side you look is mountainous. Every side you look is ugly. He said, don't brew in anguish. Don't go and lock yourself in the room. 7 days and 7 nights prayer and fasting. Come out more distressed. He said, open your mouth and say, mountain. Mountain. Mountain! You are too high for me, Ezekiel. But thus says the Lord God of Israel. Move. 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 Mountain said no, you say it's a lie. Mountain, you move. This is not the house I'm talking to you. It's God telling you move. Why? God is for me. Why? Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. How do you know? The Bible tells me so. Yes, sometimes I'm weak. Sometimes I'm flat. Sometimes I'm defeated. Sometimes I'm almost at the point of saying, where is God? Many times my enemy says, aha, he succeeded once. He succeeded twice. But this time, aha, he can't make it. But when I remember,
love me.
The way I wanted it to be. I was telling him on the way. I said, Dr. Peter, I arrived this morning to Amsterdam. Between my flight and this flight that brought me to London Heathrow, 32 minutes. I'm here. I said, you think this is boring to fly, drive from Benin to Lagos, fly from Lagos to London, drive from London to Penel? I said, tomorrow, I'm going to be in the aircraft for 20 hours. And what does the natural flesh tell you? Another 20 hours within 24 hours? But I remember when I went to Australia for the first time, I had 5 breakfasts inside the aircraft from Benin to New York, New York to Los Angeles, Los Angeles to Hawaii, Hawaii to Papua New Guinea, to Sydney, to New Zealand. 5 times just trying to find where Australia is. When I got there the third day, my wife told me at 6 p.m., good morning, honey. I said, morning, my. And the pastor said, we are 30 minutes late in the service. After 46 hours in the aircraft, he said, we are 30 minutes late. Are you ready to preach? I said, yes, Jesus loves me. I'm not telling you time change, I'm talking of flying time. We rush to the church. There's a choir, we sing. First song. The special choir from Victoria, we sing. The choir from Melbourne, we sing. The choir from Sydney, we sing. 7 choirs sang. And I was... After 1 hour and 53 minutes, let's stand up and welcome Professor Benson Idahosa. Come with me to the book of Matthew in the book of Revelation. I opened Revelation and I said, turn to Matthew. But still I know. All you did in Singapore is what all these thousands of people are here for. There are 11,000 of them, and you are going to lay hand on at least 3,000 that are sick. I said, can't I pray? He said, they will not believe until you touch them. And from 9:15 to 20 to 2 a.m., he healed. And everyone I laid hand on recovered, minus me. What do you say? I want to say to you before I give the microphone to Dr. Reed. I got so annoyed one day about the poverty in Africa. I got so angry about how doctors are paid by today's exchange of our money. 30 days medical doctor, £60, £100. I got so angry. The reason God got so annoyed with me, he says, son, all they need I have provided. And God told me, hold your ears, say, I'm hearing you, Pastor. Hold your ears, say, I'm hearing you. The Lord told me, I have nothing to add to Jesus. I have nothing to add. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God told me, 1983, I have nothing to add to Christ. If you have him, you have all things. Whatever you want to do for me on earth, use my name. Use my name. Use my name. Use my name. Remind yourself every day, you are the head and not the tail. You are on top and not at the bottom. You are a winner and not a loser. You are blessed and not cursed. So I began to train my mouth. I know he loves me. I know he loves me. Now when you come to Africa, you can tell we are not cursed. We are blessed. Can I hear you say loud amen?
Amen.
I want to just say this to you. As I've always said, nobody can improve on God. It's the end of search. It's the end of this. You can't improve on him. You may go to school and go until your name becomes book. You cannot improve on God. You can become a scientist until your name is called scientist. You can't perform signs and wonders when Christ is not there. Learn to talk and talk like a child of God. Say to mountain, thus says the Lord God, move! Name of Jesus, they will move. I pronounce upon you. Through the grace given me, that from today, your darkness turned to light. The power of Christ, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, dwell in your mortal body, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Be healed, be healed, be healed. Put your right hand on your forehead right now. Put your right hand on your forehead. From the crown of your head to the soles of your...
This message and a collection of other messages are available at Iwo Media Services. Iwo Media Services. It's...
You can watch and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the Donate Subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed, shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your world. I love you, and God truly bless you.